Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. This is Matt Shook, your host, and this is the episode for Wednesday, December 27th. It's now a couple days after Christmas as the Pistons picked up a big win, but had a scary injury. Again, this is your host, Matt Shook. You can find me on Twitter at Matt underscore Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, then another underscore after that. You can find us on the Locked On Pistons Twitter handle as well, on Twitter at Locked On Pistons. I've been doing this podcast since a little bit before the season started, and I've been covering sports throughout the country for newspapers for over 10, 12 years now, something like that, since I graduated from Central Michigan in 2005. And I've been following Pistons my whole life. So thanks for coming along on the podcast. We do this every day throughout the regular season, and we'll do some off season a little bit less, hopefully, as far as the daily podcast, but we'll be bringing you coverage throughout the entire season and year of the Detroit Pistons. Just a programming note though, we will have no show on Thursday as I got a bunch of other stuff going on, but we'll be back on Friday. So we're going to be looking ahead to the Orlando Magic game on Thursday in today's podcast, and then recapping that on Friday. Then we'll be back in the middle of the following week because we've got the New Year's holiday. Not only am I busy, but I don't think a lot of people are listening to podcasts during the holiday season. So we'll catch up every now and then, every couple of days for the next week or so, but then we'll be back on the regular five-day-a-week schedule at the end of, starting in a week or so. But today we're going to be recapping the win over the Indiana Pacers at home at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit, and the latest details and fallout from the big Pistons injury in the third quarter to one of their leaders as Reggie Jackson went down with a scary ankle injury. We'll pass along the latest from late Tuesday night and talk about where the Pistons go from here at the point guard position and what kind of moves they might want to make, what kind of rotations they might want to try. Stan Van Gundy's going to have a little bit of some guessing game ahead of him, some strategic things he's going to have to look at. But hopefully, if you're a Pistons fan, this will only be a short blip in the road, but you don't want to rush Reggie back. We've seen him at his worst, and it's a long season. So we might be out without Reggie Jackson for a little while, but we'll know more in the coming days, obviously, about that. And then we'll be looking ahead to Thursday's game against the Orlando Magic, the reeling and injured and pathetic Orlando Magic as well. But it's Wednesday, so you know what that means. Yes, that means it's Draft Wednesday. As fantasy sports fans, listen up. Did you know that your chances of winning on draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites? That's why Draft.com and the Draft app is my favorite fantasy site. No more getting crushed by the pros. And it's not just me. More than 1 million people that have already downloaded the Draft app or draft at Draft.com could tell you that too. Plan a real live NBA draft right now. Be done in under 5 minutes and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling every second, so you can join one whenever you want. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code, LOPISTONS. Again, that's LOPISTONS. That's right. Plan a real money draft for free just by using my promo code, LOPISTONS. But it gets even better. Draft is so sure that you'll love it that they're even offering Locked On Pistons listeners a money-back guarantee of up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play for free right now with the promo code LOPISTONS. So on Tuesday, the Pistons got the 107-83 win against the Indiana Pacers. Tobias Harris had 30 points as the Pistons scored 40 points as a team in the first quarter, including 21 of those coming from Tobias. I think he missed one shot throughout the entire game. 10 of 11 from the field, 7 of 8 from three-point land. They led by 21 points after the first quarter. Indiana made a little bit of run against the bench early in the second quarter, but the Pistons held them off throughout most of the game there. After the game, Tobias Harris talked about how Stan Van Gundy helped him get out of his recent shooting struggles by telling him to be in the moment, kind of like many of us were telling ourselves at the Christmas times with the family members to be in the moment, or maybe if you're don't enjoy your time with the family, be out of the moment as quickly as possible. But sounds like Stan Van Gundy's been pushing the right buttons lately. There was a little bit of a controversy that even I talked about and ribbed him a little bit for Luke Kennard for the start against Orlando, that they pulled him out really quickly and kicked around the rookie a little bit. But with all the talk about rotations and some of the other things that a lot of Pistons Twitter likes to rip Van Gundy about, there's so much more to coaching a basketball team, and it seems like he's been pushing a lot of the right buttons, a bunch of the things behind the scenes that we'll never know about, which is kind of irritating as a fan because we want to quantify everything and have an opinion on everything at any given moment. But the most important stat right now, Pistons are 19-14, 5 games over 500 with only a couple of games left in the 2017 portion of the season. Right now they're back to fourth place in the Eastern Conference. Indiana has been hot lately, so that was a nice win. They've been hot on the internet too, as Deadspin was writing about Miles Turner. They've beaten Cleveland twice already this season. Turner's been stepping up in year three, and Victor Oladipo, who was acquired in the Paul George trade with the Oklahoma City Thunder in the summer, he's been playing at an all-star level as well. But I still, you heard it here first. If they have a slide in 2018, remember that you heard it on Locked On Pistons, because I still think that they are kind of the odd team out in the Eastern Conference playoffs right now. I mean, you saw the way that Drummond abused Turner for the most part on Wednesday night, especially on the defensive end, really stepped up and maybe read some of the clippings about how Turner has started to become maybe an all-star level type player himself down the road. But Drummond's proving that he still is an all-star player, should make his second all-star appearance in 3 seasons coming up in February in LA in a couple of months. But Andre Drummond, like I mentioned, 21 points and 18 rebounds in the win. Ish Smith had 12. Reggie Bullock, 11 points, as he was a starter once again for Stan Van Gundy, as Avery Bradley is still out for the Pistons. And we'll have a little update on him a little bit later on the podcast as well. But the Pistons finished off a 3-1 season series win against their Central Division rivals. And it was the first time since 2007-08, that season 10 years ago, that the Pistons won the season series away from the Pacers. So a nice win and a nice way to wrap up maybe the regular season portion of games against the Pacers. It's possible that these teams possibly could meet in the playoffs down the road, although you would figure if both make the playoffs that they'd be in the bottom half of the bracket. So maybe another year or so away from a playoff matchup. But we'll see. A lot of basketball to be played in the regular season. But we'll have the latest on the important development from Tuesday night's game, Reggie Jackson's ankle. And we'll talk about what the ramifications of the injury could be. A little bit of speculation at this point, as we don't know the timetable for his return. Way too early to know about that right now. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, then your company should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Pistons is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So if you want men in that key 18 to 44 demo, then this is your spot. Plus, our rates are reasonable. So email me at Matt_Schuch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
Pistons will be back in action on Thursday night at the Amway Arena to take on the Orlando Magic. We'll talk about what's new about the Magic since the game last week where the Pistons put it down on Orlando until late in the game when Frank Vogel and the team almost made a late comeback to make it very interesting. They made it a little bit interesting on that Sunday afternoon game, but the Pistons did put them away. But the big news from Tuesday night was Reggie Jackson and his injury. He was rolling along, one of his best games of the season so far. He had 7 assists in the first quarter, and when he went down with the injury in the third quarter, he had accumulated 13 assists and just 1 turnover. Had a couple of highlight reels in the second quarter as well, the backward shot that you've probably seen on Twitter so far already. And but like I said, jumped to pass in the third quarter and landed badly. There's the still shot of him kind of at a bad angle that his ankle went. So it looked like it might have been even worse, but x-rays were negative, Stan Van Gundy said after the game, and he was calling it an ankle sprain. He was going to be going in for an MRI today on Wednesday as well. So hard to say. You don't want to rush Reggie back, as he's had the knee problems in the past. So this is going to be something the Pistons are going to have to deal with. But now they're starting backcourt out. The update on Avery Bradley is that it looks like he might be ready to go on January 3rd against the Miami Heat after resting his groin injury for a little over a week. So it sounds like he'll be missing 2 more games and possibly back for that first game after the new year as well. So the Pistons got some figuring out to do. They got to have guys like Luke Kennard and Ish Smith and Langston Galloway step up in the backcourt. You're going to see a little bit more of Langston Galloway at the point guard position. I would imagine that Ish will probably get the start in the next couple of games, assuming that Reggie's going to be out for at least a couple of games here. But as Duncan Smith of Piston Powered pointed out on Twitter tonight, you might want Ish sticking around a little bit more with the second unit. So maybe even Langston Galloway will see a lot of little bit more time with the starters. Also interesting to see if whether if guys like Reggie Bullock and Stanley Johnson and maybe some others step up with a little bit more of the ball handling and playmaking duties as time goes on too. Another interesting name to throw in the mix is Dwight Bikes, who was a two-way player with Grand Rapids so far this year. He got his first action as a Piston late in the blowout fourth quarter win against the Pacers on Tuesday. So he didn't really do much, and like I said, he only played about a minute and a half. So not much to see there. But another thing to think about is if Reggie's out for a little bit more of an extended period of time, is maybe the Pistons will make a roster move or pick up a free agent or something like that too. And along those lines, I wanted to pass along a couple of the rumors of possible big men that could be out there too. A common complaint from some of you guys on Twitter about the Pistons and personnel needs that they have is the backup center position. Eric Moreland had another dreadful night as the backup center to Andre Drummond. If the Pistons are going to get serious about becoming, you know, a team that can be their putting their best foot forward come later in the season and playoff time, a trade deadline possibility might be to add a veteran backup center, unless they're going to maybe give Boban some more time or more minutes as a steady player in the rotation at some point. But Dwayne Dedmon from Atlanta will probably be out there. That team is looking to be shedding some assets as they're still looking way ahead in the rebuild for that franchise. Might be a little bit too rich as far as too much of a luxury for the Pistons with just needing a backup center. He might be a little bit overqualified for what the Pistons might be willing to part with, and also what kind of minutes might be available behind Andre Drummond as well. The Warriors have a little bit of a logjam with JaVale McGee and Zaza Pachulia, so maybe that might be another option if you can get one of those guys from the Warriors as well, as they have a little bit less minutes than they had in the past. They had a Jordan Bell to that team who's getting a lot of minutes, so maybe one of those guys becomes expendable. But as we mentioned, Avery Bradley should be back for that January 3rd game against the Heat, according to the Pistons today. Life without Avery Bradley continues on Thursday as the Pistons will travel down to the Sunshine State to take on the Orlando Magic. So rounding out the 2017 portion of the season, the Pistons will be at Orlando on Thursday night at 7 o'clock against the Magic, and then home on Saturday night against the San Antonio Spurs, seeking revenge from that game a couple weeks back where Tobias Harris was called for the dubious call under the basket that gave San Antonio a three-point lead and denied the Pistons from having a chance at a game winner at the buzzer. Instead, they missed badly on the three-pointer down the stretch there. But the Orlando losing streak is continuing from that Detroit loss that they had a couple weeks back at Little Caesars Arena, and it is now up to 9 games for the injury-riddled team. They're getting blown out night after night. They lost on Tuesday in Miami to the Heat. Nikola Vucevic, who looked really good for them offensively against the Pistons a couple weeks back, he's out for a couple months with a broken hand. And as you know, if you watched that game, the Magic already had all sorts of injury problems. Aaron Gordon's still out. Terrence Ross is still out. Evan Fournier is back, and he's probably their best player right now. Rookie Jonathan Isaac is still back. That game against the Pistons was his first game back after several that he missed. But Vogel says he's going to be playing about 20 minutes a game. So a nice flash of potential every now and then from the Florida State rookie. But other than that, not much to see here as far as the Orlando Magic. The sheen is kind of off Frank Vogel a little bit, as he was a well-regarded coach when he took the Pacers to a couple conference finals and matched up with LeBron in the Heat a couple of times. But not really having any success in Orlando. John Hammond's got a big rebuilding project to do with those Magic. They're sneaking into the top 5 of the lottery right now as the losses continue to pile up. And teams like the Chicago Bulls are surging a little bit. Atlanta's showing a little bit of life lately too. So even those high draft picks haven't really worked out for Orlando in the past several years too. So a team that's really kind of going nowhere, spinning its wheels, a bunch of young players, but not a whole lot to get excited about for the fans. So the Pistons got to go down there and take care of business. They got to get out early against a team that's on a losing streak. We knew that the Pistons had that long 7-game losing streak recently too. So you're kind of fighting yourself at some point. So the Pistons now, without their starting backcourt, there's going to be a whole set of new challenges for Stan Van Gundy and the team. And it'll be interesting to see how that goes. You got a team down in the dumps and then a Pistons team coming in there, winners of 5 of 6 since they had the long losing streak, looking pretty good at times against mostly inferior competition. But again, a nice win against the Pacers on Tuesday night. So a test coming on Thursday, and then a bigger test coming at home on Saturday night against the San Antonio Spurs. But right now it's Draft Wednesday, so go on draft.com if you're a first-time user. Sign up with promo code LOPISTONS to get free entry into your first draft. Follow me on the app at Matt Shook, one word, M-A-T-T-S-C-H-O-C-H. I'll invite you into our special Lockdown Pistons Draft Wednesday draft as well. Just a reminder that there will be no new show on Thursday, but we'll be back to recap the Orlando game on Friday and look ahead to the Spurs, look ahead maybe to the Miami game as well. As we look ahead to 2018, maybe make some New Year's resolutions for the Detroit Pistons. But this has been your host, Matt Shook. You can follow me on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Follow us on Locked On Pistons, the Twitter feed there as well. Go to LockedOnPistons.com, the website. Follow Locked On NBA Net as well on Twitter, and go to the Locked On NBA Facebook page as well, where all of the Locked On NBA shows post their content for you to find in one place very conveniently too. So I want to thank you guys for listening. Hope you had a great Christmas and great holidays as well. And we will talk to you guys Friday to talk about hopefully another Pistons win, as this team looks like they're getting things together, although they have some big question marks with some injuries as well heading into 2018. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon.